holding in Siman Shin, and we did Sif Aleph, we told Mr. Brewer and Sif Aleph. So Mr. Brewer to cut an Aleph. Shein Otsrichim Loi B'Mokim. So he doesn't need them where he has no need to move the Kalim inside. So we're not afraid he's going to move the Kalim inside. If you let him Kalim Loim, even though the Kalim are a nice Kalim, he said, well, maybe that would motivate him to bring inside. It doesn't bother us. Obviously, Shneavir and Dalad Amis. Here's Avishur who Amid Rishus Yachid. Rak Shabiyodim Merlech Chavitz Arba Amis Mimokam Shuhumunach Atsayf Arba Amis Rishus Rabin. He has a very long arm. He's able to reach out, pick the item up. He's in Rishus Yachid. Picks up Rishus Rabin, moves the item Dalad Amis and puts it down again. So that he can't do. Im hever is kai, I feel like im higbi or lamala me sar tvachim, kima shabasef henicho ala horitz. Now we discussed this before, that going through a mokum tour doesn't potter him unless it would be able to actually pause at the mokum tour. So he picks it up from Rishus Rabim A, puts down Rishus Rabim B. The fact that it goes at Malam Yasar in between is irrelevant.
But he didn't actually move it necessarily. I mean, if he picks it up and it's high, and then he moves it down almost and puts it down, so has it really gone down almost and it's a rubber?
He picked it up from the ground, which is a rabbin, and moved it to another place, which is a rabbin, Dalai Lama.
The movement took place.
That doesn't make a difference. If the item starts here and ends there, he moved the Dalai Lama, which is a rabbin.
Well, no, technically,
he's
not moving
it. It doesn't make a difference. That's not the definition. The definition of what halacha defines is moving something called Rishus Rabim means it's Tarshish Rabim and Rishus Rabim. Well, we had the same thing in another case also. I went through Rishus Yachid, as long as it moved four Amas up Rishus Rabim's worth, it moved four Amas up Rishus Rabim's worth. It started up Rishus Rabim here and Rishus Rabim there. That's called it moved four Amas of the Rishus Rabim. We'll call it the word of, and then we'll be happier.
So if I pick up Rishus Rabim and I move it a great distance, I come back and put it down exactly where it was, hasn't moved?
No. No. So therefore, in a case where there's no reason to believe he's going to bring the item to where he is, because he has no use for it where he is, it's mutter. So we have a scenario where he's standing, which is a rabbin. He wants to reach in over the fence, pick up the key, which is inside, and unlock the door inside. But the key doesn't work outside. He has no need to bring he has no motivation to bring the key out to where he is, because it's useless for him in Rishus Rabim. So he's allowed to do that. The key is already there. He wants to pick it up in the Rishus Yachid and use it to open the door. And he's not doing hitzah, bringing it to himself through in such a scenario. A gunok, which is like a porch, mibachutz abayis. A gunok also b'mechitzas kedin which is a yochid. So he's standing, which is a rabbin, reaches into the porch, which halachically is a yochid. Picks up the key on the floor of the porch and unlocks the front door. But he's standing, which is a rabbin. But he's moving the item in Rishus Yachid. So that's mutter. So the key's in the door already. He just has to. Okay, so he wants to reach in, take the Mavteach and unlock the door over there. We're not afraid that he's going to bring the key out to where he's standing. That's useless for him. He has no use for it in Rishus Rabim. The key opens up something in Rishus Yachid. It's in the Rishus Yachid already, and he could use it. He can reach in and unlock something in the Rishus Yachid. So that's what he's going to do. Why should he bring it to himself? So I'm not afraid he's going to bring it out. So vice versa would be also true. So we said one of the definitions of Rishus Rabim is the area where the marketplace is. So there's little booths over there. So if the key is sitting on the ground in Rishus Rabim, he He wants to reach out and unlock the door to that little booth. There's no reason to bring the key in. That's where the key is supposed to be, where it is. So even though he's standing in Rosh Hashanah Yochid, reaching out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and unlocking the door in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that there's no Xer in that case. Now there's some differences over here where we have other concerns. So the Mishnah said that this is not really the place to discuss it, because the main point over here is this concept that there's no problem halachically of standing in one rishus, reaching over to other rishus and moving something into other rishus, unless there's a gzeir d'rabanan, you might bring it to yourself. In a scenario where we have no reason to believe you're going to do that, you're allowed to do that. Okay, so that's the first point we're bringing out over here. However, when we're discussing water, since the person wants the water into his body, which is where the water is found and where his feet are two different places, so then there's a gzeira that he might actually bring the water back to where he is, unless he will force him to do the unusual action of reaching over with his head and the majority of his body into the other rishus and then drink. So if the water is in Rishus Arabin, he has to lean out from the Rishus Yochid, Rosh Arubay, and drink in the Rishus Arabin, or vice versa. But you can't stay normal, because then there's a good chance he might forget to pull the water back with the container back to where he is. Again, this difference whether the kli is nice or not nice is irrelevant. It's not he's motivated to bring it to him because it's a valuable kli. The issue is he wants the water, not the kli. So the container is not the significant point. The point is the contents are something that the person has a use for and might bring it to himself. So then we have a problem. Okay. Then we said that the person can stand Rosh Hashanah Yochid or Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and drink in a karmelis. There's just a rabbi and gufa who rock me tam gzeira shem yid miyena wet slobis ala gzeira gzeira the gzeira. So the idea of standing Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's only gzeira d'rabbanan, because he's not really doing anything. We're just worried he might do something. So now we can't say you should ask the karmelis, because we allow the karmelis, he might do Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And then he might schlep it in. So it's gzeira the gzeira, which we don't do, except when we do it. Right? And then we say when we do it, it's because over there, Chazal were able to estimate that there's a need to create for the Iker Zera to work, they have to add other layers onto sometimes. But in general, that's the rule. Now, then he came along and said that the definition of Kalem.
So, maybe we should move this table over here just because it's too.
You know what, we're in the middle of Shiva. Okay. So the second shot that we're bringing over here, that the definition of Kelim Matzrichim Loi means Kelim Noyim. So if the combination of the fact that the Kli is a nicer type of a Kli, and I want to use it for drinking, that is when we're worried about the person might bring the keli back to where he is. If the keli itself is an insignificant item, we're not afraid he's going to bring it in, even though we're talking about water. The Mishnah says the Iker Pesach is not like this second shot, but the main shot is, like we said, that the main issue is the water itself, the contents itself, or something which a person might, since he needs them, he might forget and bring them to where he is. Okay. Lo yamad on Rishus Rabim Vyashin or Yark Rishus Yakit of a Kamalus of Hitchot, feeling Hoitzi Piv of Amosilabus. So a person cannot relieve himself, he cannot stand the Rishus Rabim and direct his body, his waist, into the Rishus Yakit. Because that's going from his body, it's considered munach in his body, and it's being sent from his body into Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So that's not a question of gzeira. He's actually, over here, he's transferring something from one rishus to the other. It's the same thing with beef. He would spit from one rishus to the other. He's actually taking something which is munach in his body. and then he's transferring it to another Rishus. So that's true, not only from a Rishus HaYachad, Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa, but even to a Karmelis. This goes into the regular rule. You can't transfer something from one even to a Karmelis. Okay, and this is true even if the person would put his mouth in the other rishus, but the what he's expectorating is considered coming from his body, not from his mouth. So his body is in the rishus of Rabbim. He puts his mouth in the rishus of Yochanan and he spits in. Doesn't help me.
So if he puts Rosh Arubo outside, that's okay.
If you put Rosh Arubo into the other side, that would be sufficient. Yes.
Oh no. If you use the bathroom. And let's say you do what you normally do in a toilet, and then you flush the toilet. Are you not sending it from inside your house to outside your house? And how is that working?
So nowadays, the way we use the toilet, the place we're sending it to is...
Is there like a matur or something?
It functions... Similar to the process of a Makom Patur, because before it gets to the Makom Patur, it goes through a lot of space of your house downwards before it goes anywhere. And that's, we'll see later on, that they dealt with the issue of pouring out wastewater that, as long as it doesn't go directly to the Karmelis, they bring out to that.
Question, but does that apply in an apartment building where, at least in some apartment buildings, the hallway itself is a Karmelis?
Why would the hall be a Karmelis? It's part of a larger building.
But unless it's like collectively, wouldn't you still have to make an error because it's like a courtyard? Am I just being wrong, stupid here?
It's not a Karmelis. It requires a Ruvi Chatzeris, but it's not a Karmelis. That's a different gzera totally. The gzera karmelis is because of the isur of hitzua, of like rishus harabim. Nobody's going to mix up your hallway with a rishus harabim. But there's a general isur. I can't carry a chutzur in a closed area. It's not a karmelis. But still, Chazal said you can't carry in there unless you have a ruach chazeris. So we get the ruach chazeris. We'll deal with that.
Do you say not allowed to spit outside?
If there's no, if you're standing in Rosh Hashanah and you're spitting from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, you can't do that.
Well, if I'm in Rosh Hashanah,
you can spit Rosh Hashanah, unless you want to spit it for Amos, you got a problem. You have other problems if you do that. So let's not worry about that. Okay, we'll talk about that more in the next sif. Sif cut and test. Yashin or Yorik. The Masha Motzi Hashesen, he's taking the urine, or Harok, or the out of his body, or he's taking the saliva out of his body. Zemikri Akira, that's called Akira, because it's Munich in the body. The body is considered like a Mokham Dalal Dalal. It has a Hashibis to it. So it's Munich in the body. And he's taking it out of his body. And then he's placing it into another Rishos. So if he goes to Rishos Rechadosh Rabim, he did Ritzor. Matter of fact, Hishanoi Rok is Kaif Khatas. This is a full fledged Malacha Daraisa. The Makshavdar Shasarak Lazar Mashale Mokim, Avakilu Okrami Mokim Shuar Batwaki. So the Mor says that it's coming off of the body, even though he said the rule is you have to take it from place which is equivalent to 4x4, but your body is not 4x4, but has the halachic equivalent as if you take it from a Mokim which is 4x4. Now, that's would be at the Raisa level. So since this is a bona fide act of Hitzah, so then it's prohibited to go from Rishus Yechon to Karmelis or Rishus Rabim to Karmelis as well. The Kim Rishus Rishusu, he said the Raisa, if I'm telling you in a case where he does it from Rishus Yechon to Rishus Rabim, it's the Raisa, so then in the case of Karmelis, it's also Mirabona. Memelech, the Karmelis, Nami, also Akaponim Mirabona. Wouldn't him Hishchen or Rok Rishus Rabim, the Karmelis, Brichel Karbahamas, the person would send the liquid, whether it's the urine or the roik for Amos, you would have the same problem. It's going to be also in Rishus HaRabim to transport it for Amos. Piva Moshe Bechutz, so he's putting his mouth or he's putting his the organ which he's urinating from outside to the other rishus, so it's not coming out. It's coming out in the it's coming out of his body and landing in the same rishus. That's true. It's coming out of his body, but we don't look at his. That's where it's coming from. It's coming from his body, which is inside. We don't look where it came out of. But where it was uprooted from, which is the body, which is inside. The same thing with the mouth. So this is true from Rishus Yochid to Rabbim or vice versa. It's also true from Rishus Yochid to Carmelis or vice versa, or from Rishus Rabbim to Carmelis or vice versa. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. This case is always us. Comes the Shulchan Aruch says, but the Gros is not like that. However, the more presents it as a halacha shaila, the more it says teiku. See, then when they said the raisa, you're machmer. Suffolk the raisa lechumra. Yes, on the halakum b'zeh b'karmelis to seikah darbonon. Kain the shapaz of shulchan aruch. Kain zeh le'el simin shin gimel sifkaf gimel ayin shom. So in a scenario where he stands totally inside, that the more is very clear. That's what it's all that's got. The case where he puts his mouth outside, or puts the part of the body which he uses to urinate outside, the more is not sure. So suffer the rice in the chumra. Do you look at the place where it actually left the body? Look at where the body's stationed, which is inside. But if that's the argument, so the carbalist, because they suffer their body in the kula. And the Shulchan Aruch, in a similar type of a situation, back in Shin Gimel, Paskin like that, where the more certain cases where the more came along, the more had an issue in the world where there are Rishus Rabbins and Rishus Yochids. So, certain types of jewelry, Chazal asked, because a person. It might break and you might carry it. You might undo it to show it to somebody and you might carry it. You might need to go to... They had to keep taharas all the time. So they were going to the mikveh constantly to deal with any issues of tumah. It was something which was tight on the body. It would have to be removed because it would be a chatzitzer for tefillah. Mm-hmm. So Mordechai gives multiple reasons why Chazal asked. They asked in Rishus Rabbah because it's, now the Mordechai has certain cases which are a suffix. So we said those cases are a suffix, which is a rabbi, you have to be machmer. If it's in a carmelist, you can be maker. Now, the case they gave you were cases of gzeir, but in certain cases, was Chazal said it's actually not botel to the body. A suffix was botel to the body, so that's a suffix deraisa. If it's in a carmelist, it's a suffix derabana. Okay, Sif Gimel. Now, if you're going to say Chiddush, and you look at the language of the Shulchan Aruch is presented like this. Ruka shenevlish mipiv mukon azarka. So a person has saliva, he has liquid in his mouth. That's not, a person walking along, I'm carrying liquid. I have liquid in my mouth. That's we're not worried about that. But a person has to point sometimes where he coughs up some phlegm, and he sort of like gathers in his mouth, and he's ready to spit.
That's me constantly.
So, if that situation, once that's happened, he's ready. He's already has it gathered with the plan to expectorate. You cannot carry. That's already not considered part of your body. You're carrying it in your mouth, so you can't carry 4 amos. So, a person should spit it out before he should not allow himself to carry that 4 amas, he should relieve it from his body, spit it out before he walks the 4 amas.
Question. If we're talking here on Shabbos, obviously. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to water plants. I was under the impression you weren't supposed to spit on plants either, because that might be considered watering. What if he's in a place where if he spits, then wherever, no matter where it lands, it's going to be landing on a plant, and then he would be over on that issue. Or am I incorrect?
You're not incorrect, but that situation over there, if it's not a psychic ratio that it's going to water and it's not his intent to water, so that is much better than the situation over here where he's actually carrying something.
But I guess, does that mean that if I do it, should aim for concrete? Because
yes, please.
Yes.
Okay, Mukhan Zarka, I'm really Rabbi Shakosa. The Dafka Kasarni is happening to break the peep. But when we say this is an issue, it's talking about it's ready gathered and it's like ready to spit out. That's what we're talking about. The Yesh Misha Omer. Now the language of some say. So what do you do with some say? What are you supposed to do with that? The only presents one opinion. He says, you know, this situation, some say it's a problem. Like that's sort of like half a sentence. Says Mr. Brewer, Alpha Gav the Machaber Kosav Yesh Misha Omer. It sounds like it's only one opinion, but Ein Losas Mizah. You must follow this opinion. Why? Shukat Das Kama Rishonim. This is the opinion of multiple Rishonim, so you cannot choose to ignore this opinion. Shaykh Abrahamis. Who had in Shalyelech Osmer Shus the Rishus? The same way in Rishus Rabbim, you cannot transport a Dalai Lama's. You cannot transfer it from one Rishus to the other. The Mishnei Koi Masoyu. Once it's already reached the state of being that it's ready to be thrown out, it's not part of his body anymore. So now he's carrying it, and that's a problem.
Question: if you walked out, let's say, take a drink right before you walk outside from your house, but you still have the drink in your mouth, would the same thing apply?
The same idea would apply. Now the question talk about, let's say, a little bit of food particles within your teeth, that's not a problem. Right? The person
is it not a problem because it is in the sheer, is it like the bias?
No, because you have no kibbutz, you're not trying to transport the items. It's like it's lagufa. But if it's your person will be chewing gum, that's a problem. He's doing good, so on the gum.
Oh, no, what about, I'm not talking about chewing gum. Let's say you're about to walk outside of your house and there's no air, and right before you leave, you take a quick drink of I don't know, tea or soda.
Swallow
whatever.
It.
You've still got some of the liquid in your mouth when you walk outside your house. So you're saying you need to swallow that? Make sure you swallow all of it before you move our amos.
Again, anything which is insignificant, so you have no kavanah for to transport it, don't worry about it. But if a person, you know, there's a little bit of liquid left in your mouth, you know, because the moisture remains. But if a person takes a gulp, but he holds on to the gulp and walks outside, he's carrying liquid outside. If a person takes a bite and walks outside chewing it, he's carrying food outside. That's a problem. That's a Perish Mishnah, that there's possible, you have the malach saw and food in your mouth. Okay. Where's that Mishnah? Sethus Krisus. Where else?
Could be.
Right? Yeah, Sethus Krisus, yeah.
That's which Mishnah we
tell it? I said the Mishnah says the Pharisees that a person would be Moitzi Eichlin Befiv, Yishchai.
Yeah.
That's a Mishnah to Mishnah in Sethus Krisus.
Interesting aside, Shabbos.
Because it's Chiyuv Bikaris.
It talks about Chiyuv Bikaris. It says a person can do one Achil and have multiple Chiyuvim. So it says he can be Chayiv for if he eats something which is Chayil, Levan Yom Kippur, and it's an Avela, you know. Right. It says he carries it on a Shabbos, you know. Right, so.
Like how many times can we give you Karis?
Yeah. Right, exactly.
For one action.
Okay. Okay. Now, okay. So the Mishnah. Let's talk to the Mishnah. Take it more nice. Okay. Simon Shin and Olive. Din Moshe Yodah, thank you, sir. I appreciate your clarifying. So you have a downspout. So okay, we don't picture ourselves really drinking from the downspouts, but they would. I guess their rooms were cleaner than ours, or they were worried about the cleanliness of the water as much as we are. So they would drink. They would take water from the downspout, from the gutter. So you have the gutter, as much as it's connected to the house, is considered part of the house. And the person standing, which is a rabbi, or a carmelist, so he, as it were, he's accepting or taking the water from the Rishus HaYochid, where the gutter is to where he is, which is the Carmelist or Rishas HaRab. Again, we're assuming there's no Erev. Right, so that's the issues which we're going to deal with here in the Sim. Lo yamad adam Rishas HaRabim v'yichaber yadu l'maschilu. So he can't put his hand immediately adjacent to the maschilu. What is maschilu? Shut sinar, it's a pipe. Oruch, long. Murach l'oruch agag, which placed along the length of the roof. V'sarach shlash atvachim, samruch l'gag. And we're talking about a case where it's placed within three tefachim of the roof. The top of the roof, the top of the house is Rishas HaYachid. This gutter, by virtue of the fact that it's within three tefachim, it might be on the side of the roof a little bit, but it's within three tefachim where the roof is. It's not lower than that. So that's considered like it's considered like it's immediately connected to the roof. So it's considered as an extension of the roof. The roof is Rishas HaYachid. So then the gutter is Rishas HaYachid. He's standing in, let's say, he's standing in a Rishas HaRabim. He puts his hand there to catch the water. It's like he's taking that water from the Rishas HaYachid to where he is.
Wait, is he taking the water, like, is he like putting his hands in, kind of like rainwater is falling in his hands, or is he grabbing it from the gutter?
It's falling in his hands.
How's he getting from Rishas HaYachid? Because it was never Rishas HaYachid in the first place.
It's the gutter from the roof.
Well, the gutter's too small to be Rishas HaYachid.
Okay. Start over again.
Okay.
There's a roof which is Rishas HaYachid, and this is immediately adjacent to the roof. So it's considered an extension of the roof.
Oh, okay.
Even slightly down, it's within three tefachim of the roof. That's why I stress it's within three tefachim. Uh-huh. So it's considered an extension of the roof. The roof is Rishas HaYachid. So this water is in Rishas HaYachid. Now you're putting your hand right there. It's like you're putting your hand right by the Rishas HaYachid, and as it were, pulling it away to where you are. So that's the problem.
But you're saying the gutter goes down a downspout.
No, it's not a downspout. I didn't say it's a gutter.
Oh, okay. So he's getting it from the gutter part, not just like from the sky.
Correct. Since it's within three tefachim, right immediately adjacent to the roof, it's like it's on the roof. And therefore, the roof is a Rishas HaYachid. So this is usur, whether it's bein im hu lamala mi'asura or lamata mi'asura. Whether the height of this is within 10 tefachim of the ground. So it's as it were within the height of the Rishas HaRabim, or it's above, but you're standing in Rishas HaRabim, so you're taking even you're putting your hand above 10 tefachim. When we pointed that out, that since we define it, so it's being brought to where you are. As soon as it's in your hand, it's brought to where your feet are. So it's going from Rishas HaYachid to where your feet are, which is problematic. Let's hold it here. It's time for a minute.